From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Paula Poundstone, Roy Blount Jr., and Tom Baudet. And here again is your host at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks, everybody. In just a minute, Bill will be baking up a loaf of his famous marbled rhyme bread. It's a listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roy, having finally exhausted all his options, an NBC weatherman in Phoenix, Arizona, is addressing a challenge he has faced for some time. He has turned to his viewers. He is pleading with them to help him do what?
He's a weatherman?
In Phoenix.
In Phoenix,
which
Arizona.
Is important.
He can't... Think of another way to say it's just dry as hell.
I'm going to give it to you, but his problem is he can't think of another way to say it's really hot.
Ah.
That's the problem. The weather in Phoenix, if you've been there, especially in the summer, is always the same. It's really hot with a 70% chance of old people. NBC meteorologist Matt Pace has used every possible phrase in his career to describe it. It's hot, it's steamy, it's above average, it's hotter than Donald Trump thinks his daughter is. But he's used every possible synonym he can think of. He asked viewers to submit them for how he can say hot in a new way. These are real submissions. Anti-cold. Extremely lukewarm.
Yeah, I had a logger gave me one of my favorite terms one time. It hadn't rained in weeks, and the woods was very dry, and he said that it was drier than a popcorn fart.
Ah.
And I wonder if anyone has phoned this in to NBC. I think I will.
Yeah. Tom, so a new study looked into those terms and conditions agreements that always pop up on the internet when you sign up for something. Mm. And to prove that no one reads these things, the people conducting the study added a section where people agreed to do what? They signed away what?
Well, firstborn child would
exactly
be...
right.
Oh, wow.
No need to speculate further. Mm-hmm. Dozens of people blithely signed away their firstborn children as they signed up for some dumb app that they were told to sign up for.
I'm glad my firstborn child is in the age of consent.
Right.
Yeah, it's the only thing saving them. Yeah.
Well, why did they have to prove that? Everybody knows
well,
that.
Well, actually, of course they did. As you say, nobody reads these things. If you had a deep secret that could never, ever get out or it would destroy your life, the safest place would be either to put it in a terms of agreement notice or in one of those ads they make you watch before they give you free Wi-Fi.
But you know, it's the exact same thing for go-kart world.
It's true. But it's human nature.
You know, my kids want to go to go-kart world. I'm going to sign the thing. I don't know what it says, you know, okay, and if they die, you won't be that upset. I signed it.
This is, as you point out, it's human nature and it's not the internet. It goes back, you know, to the dawn of time, when Moses got to the top of Mount Sinai, you know, God started reading out the Ten Commandments, and like Moses, you know, he was like, Commandment 4, and Moses was like, yeah, fine, agree.
But also, they don't bring them up to date. I mean, there's nothing in the Ten Commandments that says you can't take pictures of your crotch and put it on the internet.
Yeah.
Right.
So you
That's
want,
true.
Like, Commandment 11?
Yeah, it's slipped in there.
Yeah, well, you know, what people don't realize is that when the bush was burning, it said, oh, and one more thing, and Moses was already back down the mountain.
Yeah.
And the bush yelled at him, Anthony Weiner shouldn't take pictures of his crotch! And Moses came down, he said, geez, it was hot up there. Yeah. Hot as a popcorn fart, that's...